When the Mishnah describes when the Mishnah describes the brachos and klalos of our grizim and our evil, it says that six shvatim went up on the Hargrizim and six shvatim went up on the Harevo. And the Gemara in Daf Medvav Amud Aleph discusses the psukim in Yeshua that speak about this. And the Gemara says, "My v'achetzioi," when it describes the six shvatim, "chetzioi el mul Hargrizim," half, "and the half el mul Harevo." So there's an extra hay over here. So the Gemara discusses, what is this extra hay? The half. And Rashi says, if it says with the hay, it means either a known half or a special half. What is it? What do I mean, a known half? So Rashi says, chetzi haniska b'mokim acher, a half which is mentioned elsewhere. And that's the half that went up on Harevo. That's why it says Hachetzia, if it means Chetzia Hanizka B'mokim Acher. And first Rav Kahana says that's exactly what it means. It means the half that went up on the Harevo were mentioned somewhere else in the Torah. For what? Kederech Halukim Ka'ashachalukim Ka'an Ka'achalukim Ba'avnei Eifed. The same way as the six tribes were divided on Hargrizim and Harevo, that's how they were divided on the two Avnei Eifoid that the Kohen Gadol wore, the two Avnei Sheya. Now, when we say this kind of a limud, since it says the halves that were mentioned somewhere are the ones that are on the shoulder of the Kohen Gadol, so this midah is one of the midahs that I mentioned at the end of my Maseches Brachos. You can look it up, where there's a midah, something that's bala lamed v'nimtza lamed, something which comes to teach and it turns out to be taught, to be learned from it. Why? Because it says here, the half which is mentioned elsewhere are the ones that went on Harevo. Now actually, they're not mentioned which half, which tribes were on each of the sides of the shoulders of the Kohen Gadol. But it means that the halves that seem to be teaching us how to stand on Hargrizim and Harevo, so they seem to be teaching. But on the other hand, it turns out that they are learned out from Hargrizim and Harevo. Because in Hargrizim and Harevo, it says Beferish Natev and Parshat Yitzavai, which tribes are on Hargrizim, which tribes are on Harevo. So this midah that learns out that just like it's mentioned somewhere, these are the halves that are standing on Hargrizim and Harevo. They're not mentioned anywhere else. So it comes out that it seems to be teaching, but on the other hand, it turns out that it's not teaching anything about Hargrizim v'Harevo, but we're learning it out from Hargrizim and Harevo. That's a midah shebaTorah. I want to mention the example that's given over there, one of the examples that's given over there, because we're going to return to it later in this year. It gives over there an example. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah that says that when Mitzrayim will be destroyed, they'll scream like the Nochosh is screamed in Gan Eden when his hands and feet were chopped off and he was told, "Al Chayin Chok Telef, now you're going to crawl on your stomach." So Mitzrayim is going to scream at its downfall like the Nochosh screamed. So this midah is, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that the Nochosh screamed, but from the pasuk it would say we learn out what Mitzrayim is going to be doing from what the Nochosh did. But actually, we're not, the Nochosh is not teaching us what Mitzrayim will be doing, but we're learning out from what Mitzrayim is doing what the Nochosh did. It's Bola Lamed Venim Tzolomed. So when Rav Kahana says כדרך שחלוקים כאן, just like they divided here on Agrizim and Arevo, כך חלוקים באבני אפד, this is the way they divided on the Avnei Eifed, he is referring to the Nimtza Lamed already. Even though the Pasuk itself is Vola Lamed, is teaching from the Avnei Eifed to Agrizim V'Arevel, but since we know what's happening at Agrizim V'Arevel, so the whole effect of this limud is what Rav Kahana says, the Nimtza Lamed, Kederach Shechalukim Kan, just like the Chalukim Kan Agrizim V'Arevel, Kan Chalukim V'Avnei Eifed. This is what this is the language that Rav Kahana uses. And then the Gemara says that Rav Kahana is wrong as to how the tribes were etched onto the stones, onto the Avnei Shayam and the Kohen Gadol. The Rav Kahana is wrong. Rav Kahana learns that they were divided the same way as the Agrizim V'Arevo. That's how the two shoulders of the Kohen Gadol had the tribes on them. And the Gemara says that Rav Kahana is wrong. Why? Because we have a Beraisa. The Beraisa speaks directly about these Shnei Avonim Toiv Esoyla Kohen Gadol, and these two stones that Kohen Gadol had. And it says over there which six were inscribed on which stone. So it says in the Pasuk, Shisha Mishmoisam Aleven Oachas, this six, it doesn't say which ones, on one stone, and six on the other stone, ketel doisam, like their order of birth. So since it says the ketel doisam by the second stone, so what do we learn? We learn that the order of birth on the second stone was in the right order, the way they were born, while on the first stone there was some kind of a change. But generally we learn out from this pasuk ketel doisam, we learn out that the order of the tribes and the two stones are the order of the birth, except on the first stone that was made a change in order to let Rashi explains, the Baraisa actually explains, Mifnei Sheyehuda Mugdam, because instead of beginning with Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and then who was born after Yehuda was born Don Naphtali to Bilhah. So those six are on one stone, but instead of putting Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Don Naphtali, you put Yehuda first, and then Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Don Naphtali, is the first stone, and the second stone is the order of birth of the other tribes, which are after Naphtali comes God Osher, Yisachar Zvulun, Yosef ben Yamin. So that's what the Tanakhama says. So the order is not like Hargizim V'Arevel, but the order is the way they were born. That's what the Tanakhama over there says. Now I just want to point out that I have a Gevaldige Kasha, and there's a Sefer Maaseh Hashem. Maaseh Hashem was written by Rabbi Eliezer Ashkenazi. He lived at the time of the Bis Yosef, like they learned under him a little bit, and then he was a Rav in Mitzrayim, and then in Italy, and then finally in Poland. He is one of the Gedolim of that era. So he wrote the Sefer Maaseh Hashem. Maaseh Hashem is actually a Chumash, and it's divided into the Maaseh Bereishis, Maaseh Avos, Maaseh Yetzias Mitzrayim, etc. So in there he says about the order of the Brachos of Yaakov Avinu. The order of the Brachos of Yaakov Avinu is Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Zvulun Yisachar. Instead of Yisachar, Zvulun, it's Zvulun Yisachar. So he says when he brings it out, he says because Imen Kemach Ein Teila, and then goes Don God Osher Naphtali Yosef Binyamin. In other words, after Don should have been Naphtali, and then God Osher. So it says that after Don, the order of the brachos of Yaakov Avinu. First, he gave a bracha to Don Yodin Avai, and then goes God Gdudiyden Osher Osher Shmein Alachmai, and then comes in Naphtali. In Naphtali Ayola Shlucha Nois and Imre Shafa. So he's bothered by this order, by the misorder in the brachos of Yaakov Avinu. So he says a tremendous thing. He says that when the Torah tells that Racha saw she wasn't giving birth, so she gave over, she handed her shifcha Bila to Yaakov Avinu. So it says first Bila had Don, and then it said Naphtali. But later it said that Leah also saw that she stopped giving birth, so she gave her maidservant Zilpah to Yaakov, and Zilpah had God Osher. But he says no, immediately after Don was born, that's when Leah gave her shifcha to Yaakov. So after Don actually was born God and Osher, and then Naphtali. That was the order of birth. That's why Yaakov and he gave the brachas to his children. He gave them in that order, the order of the birth. Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Zvulun, Yisachar were changed because they became a Pentela. But then comes Don, God, Asher, Naphtali. Then Yosef, Binyamin. That's what he says. But this Gemara is a Gevaldige Kashana. Why? Because this Gemara says that the stones are one of them. He had 25 Isiyas. Why? Because Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, at Yehuda first, but these are the four. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Don, Naphtali. That equals 25 Isiyas. If after Don comes God, then it's not equal to 25 Isiyas. So the Gemara says very clearly that after Don, Naphtali was born. So it's a kasha on the Ma'aseh Hashem. He doesn't say that's what happened. He just says the Yitochen. It's possible to answer the order of Yaakov Avinu, but he doesn't mention this Gemara, which contradicts it. All right, that's one mandama in the Baraisa, as to which Shvatim were etched on each one of the Avni Shayim. Order of birth. Abchnina ben Gamliel, Lema, Abchnina ben Gamliel says that the order is in a different order. And he says that the order we find the Torah mentions them, when the Torah lists them, which order? So he says, not the order that the beginning of Bamidbar mentions them, but the order of the beginning of Sefer Shmos. Now, he doesn't say why he chooses Shmos over Bamidbar. He just says, not like the order at the beginning of Bamidbar, but like the order at the beginning of Sefer Shmos. What is the order at the beginning of Bamidbar? So Rashi says, it means the order at the beginning of Bamidbar doesn't mean the order of the way they were counted. Because if you look at the order, the way they were counted, the order is the same way as the Dgolim. In other words, when they were counted, it was Reuven, Shimon, God, and then Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, and then the others too. And then there was Ephraim, Menashe, Binyamin, and Don, Asher, Naphtali. This is the way they were counted. But the counting is the same order as the four Dgolim. The first one is Reuven, Shimon, God. That was Degel Machne Reuven. Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. That was Degel Machne Yehuda. And then comes Ephraim, Menashe, Binyamin. That was the Degel Machne Ephraim. And the last one was Don, Asher, Naphtali, which was the Degel Machne Don. That's how they were counted. So we're not speaking about that altogether. When Rav Chanina ben Gamliel says, don't think that the order of the 12 Shvatim and the 6 and 6 on the shoulders of the Kohen Gadol were like the beginning of Bamidbar. He's not speaking about that beginning of Bamidbar. He's speaking of the very beginning of Bamidbar. When the Nesim were chosen to assist in the counting of and the numbering of the Bnei Yisrael. So what is the order over there? You have Reuven, Shimon, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Yosef, it says Ephraim and Menashe, Binyamin. In other words, first all the children of the Imohos, Reuven, Shimon, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. Levi is not in there. because Levi wasn't counted with the rest of them. So you have the five other children of Leah: Reuben, Shimon, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. Then the children of Leah: Yosef, but not as Yosef, but as Ephraim and Manasseh and Binyamin. And then the Nesim for the tribes of the Bnei Hashfachos. And what is their order over there? Don, Osher, God, Naphtali. So again, it isn't Don, Naphtali, God, Osher. It's Don, God, Osher, and Naphtali at the end. So it's a very strange order over there of the Bnei Hashfachos. And it's not even like the Ma'as Hashem wanted to say, because it isn't Don God Osher Naphtali, but it's Don Osher God Naphtali. Right, we're not going to try to figure out why the order is that way, but as far as when Rav Chanina ben Gavriel says, don't think that the Shvatim were etched on the two Avnei Hashem and the Avnei Oefid, the way they are listed at the beginning of Bamidva, which would have been, what would it have been? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Don, Naphtali, and the other one would have been, it would have been Reuven, Shimon, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, and Ephraim, and on the other side would have been Menashe, Binyamin, Don, Osher, God, Naphtali. In other words, he's saying something, he doesn't say why that's the wrong order. He says, don't think that's the order. But I think that part of the reason we should figure out, why does he say, why is that the absolute wrong order? It's not that way. Because, very simple, because over there, Levi isn't mentioned. Now, Levi isn't, because Levi was a special Shevet, and he was counted later. He wasn't even counted then. He was counted Mibechaydash Ramala. He's not in there. And Rabbi Hanin Gimel says that in the two stones of the Kohen Gadol, which was given, the mitzvah to make them, was given before the Levim were chosen. Before there was to be a special Shevet to work in the Mishkan. When was that? When the Levim were chosen? The first day when the Echad V'Nisan of the second year of the Bnei Yisrael, that's when the Levim were chosen. And of course, when the Levim are chosen, there's a rule that when the Levim are chosen, there always have to be 12 tribes. So Menashe and Ephraim are two tribes. That's a Memel. There's still 12 tribes, but Levi is exceptional. When was it chosen? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. When were the Klal Yisrael told about the Mishkan and the Big Dikuna? Either before the Egel, when Moshe was there, or right after the Egel. That was during the first year. And the Levim weren't anybody special. So when they were told, Shisha Mishmaisam al Evan Achas, V'Shisha Mishmaisam al Evan Hashenis Kesel Daisam, Levi was one of them. Levi was no different than any of them. So you can't. So that's why Rav Chanina ben Gavriel says you can't list them according to the order of the beginning of Bamidbar, which is already speaking during the second year when Levi is not in there. Levi has to be in there, so it can't be in that order. So we have to look for a different order where Levi is like around one of the regular tribes, which is where, not the beginning of Bamidbar, but the beginning of Shmos. Oh, there you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Binyamin, Don, Naphtali, God, Osher, and Yosef at the end. So therefore he says that's the way they're divided. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Levi's in there, and those are the six children of Leah, and in the other stone one child of Rochel, the four Bnei Hashfachos, and Yosef at the end. That's what Rav Chanina ben Gamliel says. Okay, this is the way the sugya is, according to what Rashi explains it, in the way everybody learns Gipshutai. But anyways, the Gemara brings this Baraisa to prove that Rav Kahana is wrong. Rav Kahana said they were divided under two stones, the way they were divided, Hagrizim and Harevel, and one of the stones was the Hagrizim, the other stone was the Harevel. So the Baraisa says different. Baraisa says either they were divided according to the order of birth, the first six born on one stone and the last six born on the other stone, or the way the Torah listed them at the beginning of Sefer Shmos. But it's not like Hagrizim and Harevel. This is what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara goes on further to say, how is it equal to 25 osios? The Tanakhama says, if you go according to the order of birth, the 25 osios. And the Gemara says, why? Because if you count out the letters in the names of the Shvatim, there's only 49. There's only 49. In order to make a 25 and 25, there must be an even number. So, the Gemara finds that either it's written Yehosef, or Binyamin is written with two yuds, so it's equal to 50 osios. And if you do them in the order of the birth, they come out 25 in the first one and 25 in the second one. The Yerushalmi also brings this chidush of hachetzio, which means that the Hagrizim and the Harevel is the same division as on the Avnei HaEifod, like Elkanah says in our Gemara. The only difference is that the Yerushalmi is brought from a Baraisa. It's not Rav Kahana and Amora who says it. There's a Baraisa that he brings. So of course over there we can't discount that shot from Tanoim, because he's out. Tana said like Kahana over there. As a matter of fact, if you look at the Yerushalmi, you'll see that the only opinion as to how the Shvatim were inscribed on the two Avnei Hashoyam, the only opinion is that is Rav Kahana's opinion. That the Baraisa we have in Bavli, which discounts Rav Kahana and Bavli, is not even brought in the Yerushalmi. The only opinion that's brought in the Yerushalmi as to how the stone, the Avnei HaEifod were inscribed is only the Shita of Rav Kahana. And I want to stress this because you'll see the Mefarshim on the Yerushalmi seem to assume the Yerushalmi had such a Shita too, like we have in Bavli. But it's not brought in the Yerushalmi at all. The only Shita about Avnei HaEifod that's brought in the Yerushalmi is the Shita of Rav Kahana. Now, after the Gemara, after Bavli says Achetzioi does not mean like Rav Kahana said, because that's not the way they were divided. So we're left with the question on the pasuk in Yeshua: why does it say Achetzioi when it comes to Harevel? The Chetzioi mul Hagrizim, the Achetzioi on Harevel. So the Gemara says it doesn't mean a half which is mentioned elsewhere, meaning which is on the Avnei HaEifod, like Rav Kahana said, but it means a special half. What does it mean, a special? Why is it a special half? Because it's a smaller half. In other words, the tribes that stood on Harevel were a smaller half. You'll count them up, you'll find, this is what Bavli holds, you'll find that there were less people standing on Harevel than there were standing on Har Grizim. So that's why it's called special half, a smaller half. Now Tosfos in Sota brings a Yerushalmi that says no, on Harevel stood the bigger half. The way the Yerushalmi counts up the people standing there on Harevel, it turns out that Harevel had more people standing on it than Har Grizim. And the Yerushalmi says, why does it say the Chetzio, a special Chetzio on Harevel? What's special about it? That it was more than half. According to Bavli, it's special that it was less than half. According to Yerushalmi, it was special that it was more than half. If that is the case, let us ask a kasha. What on Bavli and on Yerushalmi? What can we ask? We're saying in Bavli that it's a special half on Harevo because it was less than half. So why doesn't it say in Sefer Yoshua the hay? Instead of saying the hay, a special half, that it was less, why doesn't it say the hay on Hargrizim? It was special, it was more than half. And we can ask the same question in reverse on the Yerushalmi. According to the Yerushalmi, it says the hay Bahar Eivol. Because it was a bigger half, why doesn't it say on Hargrizim that it was special, that it was a smaller half on Hargrizim? Why can't we ask that question? The hay should have been on the other one. Why not have on the other one? But the pshat I think over here is that what's special about this less than half stood on Harevo. It's bound to be not even if you stand them out according to tribes. So it can't be that it should be exactly these tribes should have exact numbers the other six tribes. So of course one is smaller, one is less. So why is it a point of saying less than half? It's a special half, less than half stood on Harevo. I think the pshat is because they were standing on Harevo as a warning to Klal Yisrael, all the orurs, the 11 orurs that were told at that time by the Levim, oru whoever puts up an avodah zarah, all the orurs of the arayas orurs. So that was the Klal Yisrael were warned about something. So it should have been most of the Klal Yisrael receiving that warning. That's why it's considered as special. It is less than half, even though it should have been more than half on Harevo. No, it was less than half. So that's something special about it. And therefore we can't ask a question, why doesn't it say that the more than half on Hargrizim? Because that's not special, nothing special about it. But if the warning was given to less than half of Klal Yisrael, so the warning wasn't given to Rubei Kekuloi of Klal Yisrael. And that's something distinctive. According to the Yerushalmi, the hay which says by Harevo was actually given to most of the Klal Yisrael. But the Yerushalmi holds that the Orur was a curse. There was a curse given then. So it's distinctive to say that most of Klal Yisrael received the curse. According to Bavli, we look at the way the curse is a warning. So the warning should have been to most of Klal Yisrael. Yet the warning is only to less than half. According to the Yerushalmi, it's a curse given on them. So the curse should never have been given us to most of Klal Yisrael. But yet the Yerushalmi learns that the Harevo had roiv of Klal Yisrael on it. So that's why it is a point to bring it up. There's a special act. It seems most of Klal Yisrael had a curse on them. That's why it's distinctive. But it's only the Harevo that's going to have that distinction of the number of people that were on there when the Oru was given, either as a warning or the actual Oru was given. Only the Harevo was distinctive. That's why there's a hay. But once we ask that question, this question that we ask, the logical question, we immediately fall into the question of the Chashash, which appears on the Maram HaKoymes. He asks the Kasha Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana learns not as a special half, but it means the half which is mentioned elsewhere, like with the Hei Hayidio, the half which is used by the Avnei Ho'eifoid, that's the half that was Bahar Grizim Arevo. So he asks about the Akasha. The first ones that I mentioned in Yeshua are the Har Grizim. The same always in the Torah, Har Grizim, the Har of the Brach is mentioned before Harevo. The Nesatas HaBrach al Har Grizim is a call on Harevo. So why doesn't it say the hay immediately on the one of Har Grizim? Why does it say the hay later? Why? It should have said over there by Har Grizim. To teach us the same thing as the Har Harevo teaches. What does it teach us? It teaches us that these people that are standing on Hargrizim are the same ones that are standing on one of the Avnei Shayam of the Kohen Gadol. The Maaseh, the pasuk says it, and the ones that are standing on Har Eivol are the same tribes, according to Rav Kana, that are on one of the stones of the Kohen Gadol. But we could have said the same thing about the ones that are standing on Har Gerizim are the ones on one of the stones of the Kohen Gadol. So why does the Torah wait? Why does the Pasuk in Yeshua wait to point this out? What Rav Kana said, Kishem Kederech Shechalukim Kam Kachalukim Be'av Me'efoit, the same way as the Devar Nagizim Narevo. That's a Nin Solomet, as we said. That's what we learn out. The same way that they divided on Gizim, that's how they were divided on the Avnei Eifoit. It should have said it by the Har Gerizim already. It says it by the Har Eivol, and we say, since in Har Eivol these are the six that are on that stone, so we know the other stone is Har Gerizim. But it says one time a hay. So why does it say it in the second half of the Pasuk, which speaks about Har Eivol? Why didn't it say it on the first half of the Pasuk, which speaks on Har Gerizim? It's exactly the same limud. This is a question that the Rashash asks, and we fell into it by seeing the Balkan and the Yerushalmi as to what the special half is. So we compare the Balkan and the Yerushalmi and realize, why don't you say the other one, the more or the less? And we gave an answer to that. But when it comes to Rav Kana, we're left with that question. This is the Rashash's question. Why does the hay say by Har Eivol? Why doesn't it say the hay by Har Gerizim? To tell us exactly the same limud. That on the Avnei Eifoid, we divided the same as on Har Gerizim and Har Eivol. So let's go back, and this is going to be the lumdus of my shir. We'll go back to the limud which we began with. The limud of Rav Kana is the midah yud beis of the 32 midahs of Rabbi Lezer b'nai shel Rabbi Yosef Aglili, which we have printed in the Shas, the Vilna Shas, after the Rosh, you have it on the Maran Mekamos. The 32 midahs, how to learn psukim, and one of the midahs, the 12th midah is Bala Lamid Rin Salamed. And this is the midah that Rav Kana is using. So, but we have a remarkable thing. We gave the example, Rabbi Lezer gave that example over there. He gave two examples, but they're both the same. I chose the easier example. The example that the scream of the Nochosh comes to teach us about the Mapola of Mitzrayim. But Mitzrayim is going to scream as the Nochosh screamed then in Gan Eden. But since we never knew that the Nochosh screamed in Gan Eden, so it's Nimtza Lomeid. The Nochosh is Bala Lomeid, and it's Nimtza Lomeid. But whenever we say Bala Lomeid of Nimtza Lomeid, there is something Lalameid too. There's a Lalameid too. That we don't know what the source for the Lalameid is. So we say Nimtza Lomeid. Once we know that Mitzrayim screamed like the Nochosh, so we go back to the Nochosh and we found that, yeah, the Nochosh must have screamed. But then we also learn something from the Nochosh to Mitzrayim, like the Pasuk says. Mitzrayim is going to scream like the Nochosh screamed. So there's a Lalameid. There is a Lalameid there. It's a both a Lalameid and even a Lalameid. But in this case, what Rav Kahana says, the extra hay, it tells you like this. The half, the six shvatim that are on the Har Eivol, they are known as special. They're known as the six shvatim. The six shvatim that are on the are on one of the stones of the Kohen Gadol, and they being on one of the stones of the Kohen Gadol, so they are the ones that are going to be standing on Har Eivol. We don't learn out anything from the Avnei Ho'eifoi to Har Eivol. Why? Har Eivol, the Torah says, Beferesh and Parashas Kisavoi, who's going to be standing there? There's nothing to learn out from the Avnei Ho'eifoi to the Har Eivol. The only thing that we can learn out the other way, Nin Salomeid, that from Har Eivol, we learn out who are the tribes stand, who are the tribes inscribed on the Avnei, on the Evan Hashaya, right? But it comes out, it's Nimtza Lomeid, but there's no Bala Lomeid. There's nothing which the Av Neivet come to teach us about the Harevo. Whenever we use that midah, Bol Olamed in Salamed, it is a Bol Olamed actually. But it's both Lalamed, but it's Nim Salamed too. But here you have a case. He's trying to learn a posuk to say that this whole posuk is only Lamed. But the posuk is Lalamed. Well, how's the posuk? Because the posuk says the Hachetzioi, the ones that are over there on the Avnei Eifoi, they're the ones that are going to be on the Harevo. We know who's going to be on the Harevo. They're not teaching us anything about the Harevo. So using this midah is very strange to use it. This is not the midah. So how can you make such a drosha that Rav Kahana ends Keder Shechalukin Kan, just like they divided by Hagizim Harevo? That's how they divided in the Avnei Eifoi. That's not the posuk of Hachetzio. Hachetzio says the way that they are on the Av Neifa, that's how they're going to be on the Harevo and the Hagrizim. So what's the pshat in this limud of Rav Kahana altogether? So here's what I want to say, chidush. I want to say chidush. When we go back to this limud of Rav Kahana, and we're not sure. The halacha is not like Rav Kahana according to Bavli, but according to Yerushalmi, I mentioned Rav Kahana is the only sheep that brought there. So according to the Yerushalmi, on the two Avni Hashem, they were divided the same way as they were divided Hagrizim and Harevo. That's the way it was. In other words, on one of the shoulders of the Kohen Gadol, there was Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisochol, Yosef bin Yomin, and the other one was Ruvain, God, Osher, Zvulun, Don Naftali. This is a different way than the Tanoim we have here, but this is what Yerushalmi holds. So the question is, what does Rav Kahana do? What is that Tana in the Yerushalmi that also holds like Rav Kahana? What does he do with the word Ketel Doisom? According to Bavli, we know Ketel Doisom. Ketel Doisom means either the order of birth, that's a Tanakama. The one who says that the order was like the beginning of Sefer Shmos, you all learned. What does he do with Ketel Doisom? Ketel says, don't inscribe Ruveni, Shimoni, just with Ruven Shimon. That's what Ketel Doisom tells us. Now, what about Rav Kahana? In the Bavli, we don't discuss Rav Kahana because he's Nidche, because of the Vaisa. But the Yerushalmi does all that way. So how does he learn the word Ketel Doisom? How does that sheet learn the word Ketel Doisom? So what I want to say is, Ketel Doisom he also learns mean the order of birth. You can't say Ketel Doisom means not to write Ruveni, Shimoni, because for the reason that if it's simply an order that the Torah we find, the beginning of Shmos has a certain order. So that's why you put them on the Avnei Eifod. But how do we call them? Call them Ruveni, Shimoni. But if you're learning out from Hagrizim and Harevo that the two shoulders of the Kohen Gadol represent Hagrizim and Harevo, it's not an order. It's not an order of the 12 tribes. But what is it? It's Hagrizim and Harevo on the shoulders of the Kohen Gadol. One shoulder is Hagrizim, the other shoulder is Harevo. So of course you got to inscribe the same way as the Torah used by the mitzvah of Hagrizim and Harevo. Of course, you have to drive Ruvein, Shimon, and Levi. The way they're mentioned there, we can't send Ruveini. Where does Ruveini come in? Is it just an order of the 12 tribes? We can use them our own name. We can use our own name. But if it's Hagrizim and Harevo, of course we have to say Ruvein, Shimon, Levi, whatever they're over there. So we left with the question: what does Ketel Doisom mean? It's not the order of birth, because that's a Tanakama. It's a different order. So what does the word Ketel Doisom mean?
So I want to say Keteldosam, according to Rav Kahana, is the same thing as according to the Tanakhama. But not all 12 tribes are in the order of the birth, but each stone separately is Keteldosam. There is a thing. Each shoulder is a different thing. One shoulder is called Hagrizim. The other shoulder is Harevel. But there's a thing Keteldosam. On each of the shoulders, there's no order there of 12. There's 6 and 6. And it's Keteldosam. Each one of the 6 is Keteldosam. Now, if you look at the Hagrizim and Harevel, you will find what is the order of Hagrizim in the Torah? Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Yosef, Binyamin. That's exact order of birth. And Hagrizim, the listed in the Torah, the order of birth. But what about Harevel? How are they listed in the Torah? Reuven, then you skip over God Osher, then you go back to Zvulun. No, the Zvulun is later. Zvulun is later. But then you go back to Don Naphtali. Look at the order of Harevel. What is the order in the Torah of Harevel? Reuven, God, Osher, Zvulun, Don Naphtali. It's not Keteldosam. It isn't Keteldosam. So the Torah says about the Avnei Eifod that it's just like Harevel. It's Hagrizim and Harevel. The one that the Torah says is like Harevel, will call the left shoulder of the Kohen. Some is right, comes first, then comes his left. So the right one is Hagrizim, left is Harevel. So on that shoulder, it should have said like Harevel. But it said no. Ketel Daisam. Shenis Ketel Daisam. Not like it says by Harevel. Reuven, God, Osher, Zvulun, Don Naphtali. But how was it there? Reuven, Don Naphtali, God, Osher, Zvulun. So that's why it says, so there's a special limud Ketzel Daisam. Now once you have that limud Ketzel Daisam, and the Avnei Hashayam of the Harevel, we go back and say, Lelamed, it's Hachetzioi, the same ones that you have on the Avnei Eifoid, and the order is Ketzel Daisam, Bolelamed on Harevel too. So Harevel, they weren't standing as you'd simply read it, the way the Torah lists them. But they were taken standing in the order of Ketel Daisam. So in other words, the Avnei Eifod is Bolelamed. It comes to teach, and it's going to teach, that Harevel, they won't stand that way the Torah lists them. But they'll stand in their order of birth, and it's Nitzalomed. And we also learned from it what the Avnei Eifod was. We didn't know until now. So you have both Bolelamed and Nitzalomed. But it's a gewaltige chiddush to say that on Harevel they didn't stand Reuven, God, Osher, Zvulun, Don Naphtali. They stood in a different order. Different order than the Torah lists it. Now, can we say they stood differently than the Torah lists it? I'm saying that chiddush in order to understand the limud of Rav Kahana, the Brais in Yerushalmi. Can we say such a thing? So I said, yes, we can say that the order of the Torah listening is not the exact order that he stood. How do I say it? Where do I base it from? On the Pnei Moshe. The Yerushalmi learns that special hay of Achetzi that says Ba'arevel two other ways than Rav Kahana. I mean, besides, the Yerushalmi doesn't learn that it means a special kind of, less than half, more than half. But the Yerushalmi says that you can learn out from this hey, either it means it's mentioned elsewhere by the Avnei Eifod, this is Rav Kahana, but the Beraisa, the Yerushalmi brings two more Beraisas that says that they stood on Hagrizim and Harevel the same as the beginning of Sefer Shmos. What does it mean? Same as the beginning of Sefer Shmos. It's a completely different order. And another thing the Yerushalmi says, like the Dgolim,
like by the Dgolim. Now, what does that mean? It wasn't like, they're not divided like the Dgolim by Har Grizim and Har Eivol. So, what does the Yerushalmi mean? The lashon of the Yerushalmi is Kishem Shem Chlukin Kan, the same as the divided Har Grizim and Har Eivol. Kachem Cholkin B'Tchilas HaChumash HaSheni. That's how they divided the beginning of Chumash HaSheni. We know what it says about Grizim, and we know what it says Chumash HaSheni. What does the Yerushalmi say? East, then he brings another baraisa. Kishem Shem Cholkin Klan. Kan, the same way as they divided Hagrizim and Harevel, Kachem Cholkin B'Dgolim. That's how they divided by the Dgolim. But it's not that different. Altogether different. So the Pnei Meishe says Pshat Yerushalmi. When it comes, let's speak about what he says about the beginning of Sefer Shmos. The beginning of Sefer Shmos, we saw it in Reb Chanina ben Gamliel in Bavli, we saw it. There's Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, and then begins B'yomin, Don Naftali, God, Asher, then Yosef. In other words, the Bnei Hashfachos are in between two children of Imohos, the two children of Rochel, B'yomin, Yosef, and they're in the middle. That's the beginning of Sefer Shmos. So the Bnei Moshe learns, that's the Pshat Yerushalmi. When the Yerushalmi says that on Hagrizim and Harevel they were divided the same way as the beginning of Shmos, it's trying to tell us something about Harevel. That what? Even though the Torah lists them in Harevel, how were they listed in Harevel in the Torah? Ruven, God, Osher, Zvulun, Don, Naftali. They says no, that's not the way they stood. But the two children of Leah, Reuven and Zvulun, that are in Harevel, they stood at the end, and in the middle they stood the Bnei Hashfachos. Different than it says in the Torah, the words. So that's what it says. So that's what we learn from the beginning of Shmos. In Shmos we learn over there the Torah puts the children of the Shfachos in between two children of the Gviros, of one of the Imos, of Leah, rather of Rochel, the beginning of Shmos. So here, by Harevel, the four Shvatim of the Shvachos are supposed to stand in between two children of the Gviros, two children of Leah, Reuven and Zvulun. So the order is not Reuven, God, Osher, Zvulun, Don Naphtali, but it's Reuven, God, Osher, Don Naphtali, Zvulun. So in other words, he taught us already that we don't have to say that they stood exactly the way they listed in Parshas Kisavo. Therefore I can use the same thing and say they didn't stand the way Reuven, God, Osher, Zvulun, Don Naphtali. Reuven, Don Naphtali, Kisaldosam. Reuven, Don Naphtali, God, Osher, Zvulun. At the end, the difference between learning it out from the Eifod, the way Rav Kahana, which is one of the Baraisas there, and the Baraisa that learns from Sefer Shmos, the difference is how to put Don Naphtali. According to both of them, Reuven is at the beginning, Zvulun at the end. But according to one pshat, it's that way because that's the way they were born. The Bnei Shvachos are born in the middle before Zvulun. That's a Reuven at the beginning and Zvulun at the end. But the Bnei and the Bnei Shvachos are Don Naphtali Galosha. Not like it's written in the Torah either. But if you learn from Sefer Shmos, you keep to the Seder of the Torah. The only thing you change, you put Reuven at the beginning and Zvulun at the end. Not Zvulun in the middle, but Zvulun at the end. So it comes out to Reuven, God Osher, Don Naphtali, and Zvulun at the end. That's the difference between the two pshatim. Now, I just want to point out that when the Baraisa over there says the same as they divided by Hargiz and Harevel, that's how they divided at the beginning of Shmos. Actually, there's nothing to learn out of the beginning of Shmos. It's not a din at the beginning of that you learn out a lot. It should be written the other way. The same as at the beginning of Shmos. The Bnei Shvachos are in the middle of the Bnei Gvirois.
So that's how they stood on Har Grizim. But the Yerushalmi says the other way. Why does Yerushalmi say the tell the guest of the Yerushalmi? Kshein shem chlukim ikan kachim chlukim b'chumash hasheni. Why? Because these three Baraises were learned together. So the Baraisa that speaks about the Avnei Ho'eifoid, so we say the Nin Tzolomeid, that's what Rav Kahana said, and that's how one of the Baraisas over there said. We mentioned the Nin Tzolomeid. So we use the word Nin Tzolomeid, that structure, when we learn that the other things too, from the beginning of Shmos or the Dgolim. But actually, it's inaccurate, because there's nothing to learn out on the beginning of Shmos. There's nothing to learn out on the Dgolim. It's Halalimud on how to stand them up on Har Grizim and Har Eivav. So we should have actually said, Kshem Shem Chlukim Bitchilas Sefer Shmos, Kachim Chlukim Kan. That's what he should have said. But it's used the same structure because we want to make it parallel to the ones that are learning out from the Hay of Achetzio something about the Avnei Ho'eifod. Okay. Now we spoke about two of the Baraisas in the Yerushalmi. Now we'll speak about the third Baraisa. The Baraisa which says the same way as they stood on Har Grizim and Har Eivav, that's how they stood by the Dgolim. And we just explained that it means the other way around. Because the Golem is, it says exactly how what the Golem were. It means the same as the Golem, that's how they stood on Har Grizim and Har Eivav. But what does it mean? They didn't stand the same way. They're different tribes. So I want to say shot in that. And also to explain why it says it by Har Eivav, the Hay. So far we know why the two Baraisas, to answer the question of the Rashash, why the Hay says by Har Eivav. Both according to Rav Kahana. Why according to, because Rav Kahana says Ketoldosom is only a Chiddush and Har Eivav, because the Har Grizim, it is written Ketoldosom on the Torah. So the Chiddush is to change the order of the Torah on Har Eivav, that's why it's written there on Har Eivav. The same way we now switch around the order in the Pnei Moshe, to make it like the beginning of Sefer Shmos, to put the Shvachos in the middle, the Nei Shvachos, is also a Chiddush in the Har Eivav, that's where the Shvachos were. And now we're going to say to the other Baraisa that compares it to the Dgolim, also to show why the Hay says by Har Eivav. What is the limud from the Dgolim first that I want to say? I want to say the limud from the Dgolim is that the Hay tells us that the Har Grizim and Har Eivav, they didn't just stand there as six tribes and six tribes. They stood three. What does that mean? They were standing there as Dgolim. Don't forget the Dgolim, the beginning of Bamidbar. How did the Bnei Yisrael travel to the Midbar? Three tribes. Each Degel had three. And there was a Roish HaDegel. Degel Machne Ruvein, Degel Machne Yehuda, Degel Machne Ephraim, Degel Machne Don. The same way, when they stood on Har Grizim Har Eivav, we learn out the extra Hay, HaChetzio. HaChetzio means the known half. Meaning, the ones that are the Dgolim. So on Har Eivav, we'll speak about Har Eivav, then we'll speak about Har Grizim. And Har Eivav, there was Reuven, God Osher. Reuven was considered a Rosh HaDegel of God and Osher. There were three: Reuven, God, Osher. Even though the Degel Machne in the Midbar, the Reuven was the head of the Degel, and together with him was Shimon and God. But that's not the point. That we do learn out from the Dgolim that there was the Rosh HaDegel. The same way as traveling, Reuven was the Rosh HaDegel, so he combined close to him, like it says in the Torah of the Dgolim, V'achonim Olav, Degel Machon, V'achonim Olav, Matei Shimo, V'achonim Olav, Matei God. And the Targum says, Dismichin Alohi, they were close to, the two other tribes with the Degel were supposed to be close to the Rosh HaDegel. So when it says over here that they stood on Har Eivav, Reuven, God Asher,
So Reuven was the Rosh HaDegel. So God and Osher were supposed to stand close to them. I don't care if God was first and Osher was later. It's considered as standing close to Reuven. And then it says, Zvolum Don Naftoli. Don was a Rosh HaDegel. Degel Machmi Don. So close to him was Zvolun and Naftoli. Oh, so what is a Chidush? And it's a Chidush only in Har Evil. Because by Har Grizim, what does the Torah say? The tribes are standing on Har Grizim. Shimon, Velevi, Vyehuda, Vyisocho, Vyosef, Ubinyamin. So over there you have the Degel Machmi Yehuda, Shimon Levi Vyehuda, Shimon V'Levi V'Yehuda, and Yisocha Yosef U'Binyamin. Yosef is like Degel Machni Ephraim, and Yisocha V'Yosef U'Binyamin. Yosef over there was considered the Rosh HaDegel, and close to him stood Yisocha and Binyamin. Over there it says all of them with Vavs. It says Shimon V'Levi V'Yehuda, V'Yisocha V'Yosef U'Binyamin. So next to the, so there's a Vav combining the other Shvatim together with the Rosh HaDegel. So it's posh that they stood close to each other. And you can consider them like Golem. They stood close to each other. So they were like Golem. Like tattooed Golem. And the leader of the Degel was there. Yehuda was there, and the Ephraim was there as part of Yosef. When it comes to Harevo, what does the Torah say about Harevo? It says like this. What is it list the Harevo? It says, Reuven, God, without a Vav, Reuven, God, Ve'osher, Uzvulun, Don, Ve'naftali. It says three and three. Both groups of three are combined with a Vav. And the second group of three, there's a Vav. Yeah? But in that group of three, there's no Vav in the middle. Different than an Har-Grizim. Har-Grizim, it says Reuven, I'm sorry, is Shimon V'Levi V'Yehuda, and the second three says it says Vavs there. When it comes to Har-Evo, it doesn't say Vavs. It says over there Reuven Don, I'm sorry, Reuven, God, V'Osher, the last of the three has a Vav, and the second three it says, Zvulun, Don, V'Naftali. It says Uzvulun, because the second, Uzvulun, Don, V'Naftali. But it comes out that they weren't necessarily together. We said Vav, they're together. But if it's not a Vav, they can be separate. They can stand separately. So the Yerushalmi learns out from the Dgolim that they were considered Golem. Don't think because there's no Vav, they don't have to stand close by. They had to stand close by because each group of three had a Rosh HaDegel, they had to stand close by. That's what you learn out from the Golem. And that limit is only in a Gei on Harevo. Because Hagid, you don't need a limit, it says Vav's over there. But on Harevo, it doesn't say a Vav, so you have a limit from the Golem to put them called the Smich in Aloi. V'chayni ma'alav, they're supposed to stand together. That's the third limit. Now, I just want to end it. Time to end the shiur already. I just want to point out something. In Parshas Kisiso, after the Chet Ha'egel, he says over there that Kadosh Baruch Hu says after he says first he's angry at the Klal Yisrael, and he says that I'm going to send a malach to lead you, and he'll chase away. Here he says, "Fidim, v'dabar shem leich alei mizeh atavon." Go up, and he says, "I'll send a malach v'geirashti, I'll chase out the Knani, et haKnani, ho'amiri ve'achiti ve'aprizi." Says six of the seven There's only one place in the Torah where it mentions all seven nations that lived in Parshas Veschanan. In other places it says six. No. So the six are what? Ho-emayri, I'm sorry, Haknani, Ho-emayri without a vav, Ve-achiti, Ve-aprizi, Ha-chivi, Ve-haivusi. Two without a vav, two with a vav, and the last two, one without a vav, the last with a vav. Later, it says again, after Pesolach, after he says that you make the two Luchashnias, it says there, over there again. It says, Shmol Lucha, Eish Hashem Nimtzav Chayayim, Ezek Kadosh Baruch Hu Nisratze. He says, Hineni Gerish Mipanecha, I'll chase away from you. Which six? Es Ho'emayri, Ve'aknani, Ve'achiti, Ve'aprizi, Ve'achivi, Ve'aivuzi. The first time it says it like Hareivol, and the second time it says it like Hargrizi. A remarkable thing. But what I'm just saying is something just to remember how to write it. That the first time it says that the six tribes are listed, the six nations are listed like Harevo, then like Hargrizi. But you can't say that's a pshat in the pasuk. Why? Because by Harevo, the three and three, they're divided into groups of three. Over here in the Trub, according to the Tamim, it's groups of two. That says, Haknani Ho'emayri, without a vav. Then all of a sudden, there's a group of two. Ve'achiti ve'aprizi, two vavs. And then the last group of two says, Hachiti ve'aivusi. So it's something disjointed over there. But a way to remember how to write it is to remember Hareival over there. It begins with the Gershon, like Hareival, and later it says, like Hareival.